So even if you don't remember a word of my sermon, that song will be stuck in your head for the next week anyway, so we're good to go. So this morning, we are actually examining the story or the parable, which is another word that we use to talk about stories that Jesus tells about the sower. And it's believed that Jesus likely told this story as there was probably someone out in the field nearby sowing seed. And the way they used to do that is just to throw and sprinkle the seed, and wherever the seed landed, it landed. Farming has become a little more sophisticated since then. But that's the way that they did it. And so this morning, as we jump into this story and we examine what the different types of soil that Jesus refers to are and what they mean, what we're really doing is we're examining what type of heart condition or mind condition we have when it comes to the message of Jesus and his kingdom. What's our response to that? Do we have hard hearts and we're not responsive, or are we responsive in various different ways? And so as we go through this story together, I want us to be thinking about this question first and foremost is this. What type of soil are you in this season of your life? So be thinking about that as we hear what the different types of soil are and what they mean. Be thinking about which one am I? Which one do I relate to the most in this season of life? And then the second thing is, this is one of the few stories or parables that Jesus actually shares the meaning. He actually shares the meaning of this with us. We're not left to kind of guess and figure out what exactly did you mean, Jesus. He actually gives a meaning. But he doesn't tell the meaning to the entire crowd that he told the original story to. He just tells the meaning of the story to a select few of disciples, the ones that are committed, the ones that he's really walking alongside closely with, and the one that he is going to trust with leading this church, this movement, this kingdom, once he dies. And so it's important to recognize that, because he wants them to understand that they are going to, as they sow the seeds of this message in people's lives, that sometimes they're going to come up against people that aren't interested, but that if they persist, if they persevere, that they will find good soil, then, and they'll see that the seeds of the gospel take root in people's lives, and this good news will transform people and will transform the world. And he wants them to understand that, and so he shares the meaning of the story with them. And so this morning, the passage we'll be examining comes from Matthew chapter 13. You can also find it in Luke 8, but for this morning, we'll concentrate on the Matthew version of this passage. So Matthew chapter 13, verse 4, and what I've done is on the screen, you can see both the story Jesus originally told, and then beside it is the meaning from that particular type of soil. So we'll examine the different types of soil Jesus talks about one by one with both the story version and the meaning version alongside it. All right, so Matthew chapter 13, it says, "A farmer went to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up." And then the meaning of it is found in verse 19, and it says, "When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart." Now, I grew up on the prairies, and in the prairies you will find many of little country dirt paths like this. We refer to them on the prairies as prairie trails. And what they're for, they're so you can drive between your crops and be able to look at them and see how your crops are doing. But you'll notice that nothing grows on the path. Nothing grows where the wheel marks are. And recently, I was in Myanmar about a year ago, and they have paths like this, walking paths between the crops. And this would have been more like the paths Jesus was referring to, where there were paths to walk between the crops so the crops weren't damaged. And so we see, again, same scenario. There's nothing growing on the path. The seeds that would fall on the path would be trampled, birds might come and eat it, and even if they weren't trampled, and even if no one did come to eat it, the ground is so hard, it would be very difficult for them to actually grow there. And this path, it represents people whose hearts or minds are hardened to the gospel, to the message that Jesus came, was the Son of God. He came, he died, so that we could be in right relationship with God, a relationship that we cause damage to by rebelling and choosing our own way instead of God's way. That he came to repair that and to give us opportunity to be in right relationship with God once again. This message, some of us are hardened to this message and to the teachings that Jesus lays out on how we should live our lives. And we're hardened for various different reasons. Some of us are hardened because we maybe have had past hurts when it comes to religion, right? The church maybe hurt us. Some of us, we're closed off because we just think we have intellectual arguments that maybe we feel are far superior. Some of us, we just really don't want to change our lives. And so we're hardened to the gospel because we like life the way it is. We like living a certain way, and we know that if we choose to follow Jesus, it might mean we'd have to change our life. I was recently talking to a young man, and he told me, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in God. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, do you have any kind of belief when it comes to spirituality whatsoever? And he's like, well, yeah, I totally believe in spirits and like angels and demons. I've seen them. I totally believe in them. I said, well, that's interesting that you would believe in angels and demons and see them as being a spiritual reality, but you don't see that there could be a God. And he said, well, that's not entirely the truth. I do actually believe in God. I just don't want to follow him because it means I'd have to change my life. And it was a real moment of vulnerability and honesty by that young man. But I think it's the story of many of us, right? We know what it means if we say yes to following Jesus. We know what the gospel, if we allow it to shape our lives, it means that we need to make some changes. And so some of us are hardened to receive the message of the kingdom of God because we don't want to change. We don't want to change. We either feel stuck or maybe we even like the ways that we're stuck in. And we just don't want to change, and so we're hardened to the message of the gospel. The second soil that Jesus refers to is the rocky ground, and this is what it says. It says, some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. And the meaning is found in verse 20. It says, the seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. And when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Now, I remember back when I was first a youth pastor, we went to this big conference, this big Christian youth conference. And they had these... They had really awesome speakers, and they had like these great bands, and I was like, and everyone came away on like this emotional high, and we were like, wow, that was amazing. Yeah, we're gonna follow Jesus, we're all gung-ho. And then like a week or two later, it was like back to regular life. And as a youth pastor, I was like, man, like how, like I was new to it. I was like, how does this happen? How do we get like go to this event and we're all so gung-ho? And then there's no real fruit long term. I'm like, how does this happen? What's going on here? And what I began to realize is that it was because we'd had this amazing, very emotionally charged experience, but these kids didn't have deep roots in their faith. They didn't have a deep and meaningful relationship with Jesus. And so quickly I realized that my role was to walk with these kids and to help them establish roots, because otherwise it was their relationship with God was going to end up looking like this, right? A yo-yo. And so that's sometimes the case, right? We hear the message of about Jesus and we're so excited at first, but you know, if we don't invest in our relationship with God, if we don't learn to spend time in prayer with him, developing that relationship, if we don't take an interest in reading his word, if we don't do things that connect us with other people who maybe are more mature than us in the faith, who can help us grow, if we don't do these things, then our faith can be very shallow. And when difficult times come in life, and we all know the difficult times will come, right? It's not really a matter of if, it's likely a matter of when. If we don't have deep roots in our faith, deep relationship with Jesus, it's easy to walk away. It's easy to fall away and to not continue down the path of following Jesus. Rocky ground represents someone who's open to the gospel but isn't deeply rooted in their faith. Then we see that there's a third soil, and it says that other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. And the meaning for this is in verse 22. It says, the seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. These are the kind of thorns that grew in the area where Jesus was teaching this. Those are pretty gnarly looking thorns, don't you think? Like, how would you like one of those big spikes sticking in your hand? That guy's brave to even be touching it, I think. These are the kind of thorns, and no wonder they choked out any kind of plant life around them. Like, how could anything live in that kind of nasty environment with all these thorns growing? And these thorns would grow thick and close together. Thorny ground is someone who allows things in life to distract them from living out the gospel. And the crazy thing about our society is we have a society that is so full of distractions. Like, maybe more than ever before, there are just unlimited things that call for our attention, that want us to spend our time on them. I mean, there's endless options of things for us to do, isn't there? And we just fill our lives with so much busyness. And we live in a country where we have so much wealth. I mean, if your family income is 30% or more, you're in the top 5% of the world in wealth. So we have so much money, we have so much stuff compared to most of the world. We have so many options of entertainment. I mean, the ways we can entertain ourselves are almost endless. And they're just right, so accessible that we can actually, without knowing it, kind of bump through life and look back and be like, where did those last few years go? What did I do with all the time? See, thorny ground is when we allow all the different things of this world to take up all of our time and distract us from actually living out our faith, actually investing in our relationship with Jesus and with others. And there's so many things to distract us. It's no wonder that this so easily happens to us. And so if you maybe are thinking, man, I think I might be the thorny ground, that's okay. You can recalibrate your life. You can refocus your life on the things of God and refocus your life on developing your relationship with God. It is possible to push the distractions aside and invest in that relationship with God that will change your life. Finally, there's still one other type of soil. It says, still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. And the meaning is in verse 23. It says, but the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. The good soil is the person who becomes a mature disciple of Jesus. There's someone who not only hears the message, but they understand it. But not only do they understand it, they actually apply it to their life. They live it out. And as they live it out, they begin to produce fruit. They begin to live and fulfill the purposes that God had intended for their lives. The good soul is a person who becomes mature, and they actually live out what Jesus calls us to live out. And with this idea that we're to become mature and we're to spread this message and become seed sowers, there's some questions we need to wrestle through. The first I want to bring us back to, you remember we asked at the beginning, what type of ground are you in this season of your life? And I just want you, now that you've heard the different types of soil, the different types of ground, which one do you relate to in this season of your life? I mean, you may go through the various different types of soil at various times in your life. You may even have certain issues where you find your one soil and a different issue, you may be something else. But what type of ground overall do you feel like you are in this season of your life? And what can you do in your life that would lead you to become the good and productive soil if you're not already? But the second thing is, for followers of Jesus, we are meant to be seed sowers. We are told to spread the news of the gospel. And nowadays, we hear so many negative reports of the state of the church. And you heard, there's all kinds of quotes about and stats about 50, sometimes depending on the stats, up to 80%, they're saying, of young people that are growing up in the church, that are leaving the church. And it's easy to become discouraged and to lose hope. But I believe, there's a lot of good soil out there if we're willing to plant the seeds of the gospel in people's lives. I believe that this next generation coming up, I believe they're actually hungry for spiritual things. I've seen it. I'm encouraged by it. And I believe that God is stirring something very special amongst our young people here in Prince George. I really believe that. I believe that God is sowing the seeds of the gospel in this city, and I believe that revival is coming amongst our young people. But I also believe that we need more people who are willing to sow those seeds, to share the message of Jesus, who he is, what he's done for us, with their friends, with their coworkers, with their classmates, people who are willing to push past the fear. So I ask you, if you're a follower of Jesus this morning, where are you planting the seeds of the gospel? Who are you investing in? Who are you showing generosity and hospitality towards? Who are you praying for that doesn't know Jesus? Who are you being bold in sharing about your faith with? How are you planting these seeds of the gospel? Because seeds won't grow if you keep them in your pocket. They just won't. So, will you allow fear of failure or rejection to stop you from sharing the gospel? Or will you take that risk? Will you be bold and love people and care for people and show people the love of Christ? And also, would you take that risk then of sharing that message with people as you interact with them, as you're engaged in their lives? Would you share the message of Jesus and allow that to transform those people's lives, this city's lives, the life of this city? Because I believe God wants to do something special in this city and bring revival. But as Luke 10:2 says, we need more workers for the harvest. Will you be one of them? As that silly little song said, will you be a seed sower? Let's pray together as the worship team comes.